And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie, along with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the number to call for assistance, write this down and just keep it, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. He's got a staff behind him taking notes on everything he says. So if you're in bed, sleeping, and dozing off, driving in your cars or trucks, just call the number. Don't worry about writing things down. Ben, you're the best.
Thank you, George. You're the best. Thank you for giving us the opportunity.
I got to ask you about amygdalin.
Amygdalin. I know you love that stuff.
B17. It's supposed to fight cancer. Edgar Cayce found it way before science did.
Is that interesting? Edgar Cayce, the sleeping prophet. Oh, my God. That guy knew so much stuff. Castor oil packs. How did he know this stuff?
How did he?
It's amazing, right?
The guides told him, right? But science says they have not done scientific studies on B-17. Do you believe that?
It doesn't matter. Let me tell you about amygdalin or B-17. Seeds contain powerful medicine because nature doesn't want you eating its seeds, so it loads them up with medicines. The B-17 that you're talking about is actually a type of cyanide substance that is put into the nut by nature, so you wouldn't eat the nuts. And that's the problem. The problem with eating seeds. You may remember your mom saying, don't eat watermelon seeds or don't swallow apple seeds, that kind of thing. It's because they contain these compounds that nature puts in the seeds to keep animals from eating them. Well, it turns out, as we said earlier, that there's a fine line between a poison and a toxin and a medication. And it turns out that Laetril or amygdalin or B-17 or whatever you want to call it is a powerful, powerful anti-cancer substance. It's metabolized into cyanide and it kills cancer cells. They don't like it. They don't want anybody to know it, but you can't get around the chemistry. The fact of the matter is the chemistry of amygdalin and the chemistry of seeds is such that they have cytotoxic or cell toxic properties, and cancer cells are cells like anything else. Now, you may say, well, it could kill regular cells, and that's true. And that's why you got to be careful about eating seeds. However, if you have cancer, amygdalin is a viable alternative strategy.
And why are pumpkin seeds good for the prostate?
Because they contain wonderful, wonderful nutrients, particularly zinc and omega fats, and also specific steroidal type substances. But again, seeds contain medicinal compounds, and there's a fine line between drugs and medicines. And so luckily, they're not as powerful as pharmaceutical drugs. Pharmaceutical drugs are designed to be super, super potent. Seeds don't have that kind of potency, but they do have a certain kind of toxic profile. Pumpkin seeds in particular are incredibly important for zinc and for omega fats, which are very helpful for prostate health. And by the way, prostate disease should be considered a fatty disease. And one of the best things you could do to protect yourself from getting prostate disease is not eat fried and processed fats. And if you do have a prostate problem, one of the best things you could do is get on the ProstFX from Longevity, which contains healthy fats that are specifically beneficial for the prostate. And prostate disease is no joke, or prostate cancer, I should say, is no joke.
Let's go to the phones, Ben. West of the Rockies, Bill is with us in Glendora, California, to get us started. Hi, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Hi.
Good
Hi,
to have
George.
You. Good to have Hi, you ben. With us. How can we help you, Billy?
Two questions, if I may. I have bilateral macular degeneration, and what can you do to help me with that?
A lot. The important part of the word macular degeneration is not macula, it's degeneration. And what you have when you have macular degeneration is you have just degenerating tissue. It happens to be that the macula is the part of the eye that's receptive to light. So it's very, it's susceptible to a lot of damage. And so you got to be protected against it. The most important thing you could do is pigments. And that's one of the reasons why Ocutive and Vision FX from Longevity are such important products. They contain the pigments.
Can you repeat that?
Yes, sir. Ocutive, O-C-U-T-I-V, Ocutive and Vision FX. And then also, you want to make sure that you're using, whenever you take one specific nutrient, you want to make sure you're getting all 90 essential nutrients. So make sure you're using it with the Healthy Start pack. Now, I should also tell you that macular degeneration, like most eye problems, is also related to blood sugar issues. So you might want to make sure that you're taking care of your blood sugar if you're not already. And that would be the sweeties from Youngevity and the Healthy Blood Sugar Pack. So I'd recommend A, Ocutive, B, Vision FX, and 3, the Healthy Blood Sugar Pack, because of the relationship of macular degeneration to disturbances in blood sugar.
And Bill, if you missed any of it, 1-855-949-7234. They're taking notes. Give them a call. Jane in New York, east of the Rockies. Hi, Jane.
Hi. Hi. I'm so happy to speak with you, Dr. Fuchs, and you too, George. I have retinitis pigmentosa. My son had Lyme disease years ago, but he's got very bad joints now. And also a couple of warts on my back. Any recommendations?
Oh, they're all connected to each other. Retinitis pigmentosa, they'll tell you it's a inherited genetic issue, but it's really just a degenerative condition. It involves breakdown, as the name implies, breakdown of the retinal cells, the cells that are responsible for vision. And it can start off with things like night blindness, or you may have tunnel vision. I don't know if that ever occurred to you. What you want to do is you want to consider it to be a degenerative condition that gets worse with time, worse with age. So what you want to do is A, get your basic nutrients. That is the Healthy Start Pack. Excuse me. B, throw in the Ocutive, which we talked about just a moment ago with the last caller. And then 3, the warts on your back are telling me that your immune system is disturbed, because the immune system largely lives, 70% or so of the immune system lives in the intestine. You may want to start working on digestive health. And if you have any digestive health, digestive problems associated with foods, eliminate those foods and then get on the I-26 from Youngevity. So Ocutive, the Healthy Start Pack, and I-26 would be the recommendation for all of those conditions. And then you said your son, tell me about your son, ma'am. You said something about your son.
Lyme
disease. Yeah, Lyme disease. That's a very interesting issue.
That's a toughie, Ben.
That's a what?
Lyme disease is a toughie.
Not really. I'll tell you why.
Tell me why.
I'll tell you why. And same with long COVID. Long COVID and long Lyme disease. Usually when you have an infection, it's supposed to resolve. When you have long COVID or long Lyme, they don't they don't resolve.
What are you doing, Ben?
You know, I swallowed something the wrong way. I'm sorry. when you have chronic Lyme and chronic COVID, or long Lyme and long COVID, they don't resolve. Whenever you have an infection that does not resolve, infections should resolve. Whenever you have an infection that does not resolve, blame a molecule called histamine, H-I-S-T-A-M-I-N-E. And histamine is released from cells that live in the intestine when you have toxicity that's getting into the bloodstream. So for chronic Lyme or chronic COVID or any infection that does not resolve, focus on intestinal health. And that's where your I-26 comes in, your daily digest comes in from Youngevity, and your Fucoid Z, and a whole slew of other nutritional supplements specifically designed for intestinal health. But the main point I want to make here is chronic infections that do not resolve need to be addressed as a histamine condition following a leaky gut.
All right. Thank you, Jane. Text and tweets. Tom, what do you have for Ben?
Ben, this is from Carrie in Bronx, New York. She'd like to know the best supplement she can take for her foot neuropathy.
Oh, neuropathy. She's calling it foot neuropathy, but the real technical name is peripheral neuropathy. That's because the feet are in the periphery of the body, obviously. The key to understanding peripheral neuropathy is blood sugar. Peripheral neuropathy is a classic symptom of disturbances in blood sugar, and any diabetic will tell you, anybody who's had diabetes for a long period of time knows that peripheral neuropathy goes hand in hand with it. The Healthy Blood Sugar Pack for all peripheral neuropathies, particularly the sweeties. All peripheral neuropathies need to be treated as I don't like saying the word diabetes. I call it dysglycemia, which means disturbances in blood sugar. You know, it's funny about these names. You know, you can't really say names because the medical folks own the names. It's like Kleenex. You know, you can't say Kleenex, but you can say tissues.
That's right.
Dysglycemia is like tissues. Diabetes is a brand name. You can't say that. But you can say dysglycemia, which is biochemistry. See, we're talking biochemistry here. We're talking science. We're not talking brand names. We're not talking diagnoses. We're not talking the names of things. We're talking strictly biochemical processes. And the beauty here is, while there's thousands of medical diagnoses, George, there's only a few disturbances in the body. You know, they have all kinds of names for things. The names don't matter. The biochemistry matters, and the biochemistry is very simple. It's all about plumbing, George. It's called hemodynamics or fluid dynamics. That's all disease is. It's clogged plumbing, i.e. clogged blood. I call it dirty blood. And this whole idea of leaky gut is so significant because that's how the blood becomes leaky, or that's how the blood becomes clogged, sticky. And that's why earlier, a few years, you know, I don't want to get too into too much politics, but one of the reason I knew that that injection was going to be a problem is because it clogs the blood. And so what do we see now, 4 or 5 years later? People have pericarditis and they have blood clots and they get early heart attacks because you can't put things inside the blood. You see, we see the blood as a fluid. It is no fluid. It is a very complex tissue with all kinds of gases and solids and their specifications. It has to be kept with just the right viscosity and just the right fluidity and just the right amount of oxygen and just the right temperature and just the right pH. And once disturbances get into the bloodstream, you can't help but have diseases. So our health challenges are generic. They all involve fluid dynamics and clogged blood. And if you listen to everything we talk about on this program, every time I come on, it's all about cleaning the blood. The cholesterol problem, it's a blood problem. The leaky gut issue, the digestive issue, it's a blood problem. Autoimmune disease, it's a blood problem. Heart disease, it's a blood problem. Cancer, it's a blood problem. It's all in Leviticus, it tells us the life of the flesh is in the blood. And that's telling us that health is blood and disease is blood. Clean the blood. And it all starts with the gut. All starts with the intestine.
Back to the calls. Alio in Texas on the wild card line. Alio, go ahead.
Hello, Alio.
Hey, guys. Awesome show. Awesome show. So good to hear everything you're saying. You just triggered so much in me because, you know, 40 years ago, I was diagnosed with hepatitis C. And I was in the office, and I read the doctor's office, and I read the flyer out of the box. They had left the box out in the room, and it had suicide and coma and death and all kinds of side effects. And
jeez.
Well, I'm not going to do that. So I started looking at all these alternatives, and I got really shook up. And I realized I was just like spinning in fear all the time. And I realized that this was like shutting down the normal flow of communication in my body, cell to cell.
That's right.
Because they're supposed to be all singing together. And when I constrict with fear, they all constrict and communication. That's how I figured was that happiness was going to heal, because I heard about a woman that had cancer. And when she finally went out to the woods and sat in her hammock and read books and got away from the road rage, she healed. So I thought, well, happiness heals. And so I picked the one treatment that made me happy. I liked growing wheatgrass, right?
Wow.
And I made a company out of that. For 10 years here in Central Texas, and I'm retired now, 68. And if Helen's dad will let her date, I have a car. but I'm doing very well. And I, you know, the insurance companies bother me. They want to send me to a doctor, and I tell them I would not send my cat into one of those places. And no, I don't want that because I don't use. They say, well, you might use prescriptions. I say, no, I will never use prescriptions.
Yeah.
Because my liver, when this finally they did come up with a drug for hepatitis C that seemed more mild, that wasn't going to automatically kill you and make you crazy right off the bat, I went and just see if I could get, and the insurance company wouldn't give it to me because I had too healthy of a liver. And then they said, well, we're going to send you downtown to the bad liver finders, and they can always find a bad liver. And they sent me down there. And they couldn't find it. And they said, well, go do it again, and we're going to get the really, really good bad liver finders. And they got a new machine. And then she couldn't find anything. And she said, I'm going to go get Betty. Betty can always find a spot. And Betty came in and said, you got the liver of a baby. And wow. I'm sorry. We just can't. So they can't offer me anything anyway. And I don't want anything they have. And after learning what I learned about wheatgrass and all those years of the people healing and my own healing, I ate wheatgrass out of the back, ryegrass that people grow for their lawn all over in the winter states and, southern states. In the wintertime, we grow ryegrass. And I always used to eat it when I was out there landscaping, picking weeds and stuff. And I'm eating half the weeds because that's half of what keeps me going. And I started tasting it growing up fresh green out of my friend's lawn. And by golly, I brought it in here and put it in that stainless steel hand crank juicer. And it is darker, richer.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
We've got millions and millions of acres of stuff that's going into people's little electric baggers. And if they had a little hand crank juicer, it's like nature's medicine,
Wheatgrass is called green blood. Did you know that? Because of its chlorophyll content. Wheatgrass is one of the most amazing blood builders and purifiers you could ever ingest. So you are a smart man. You're a really smart man. Of course, the liver is one of the most important organs for purifying the blood. So keeping the blood clean. Once again, it's all about the blood. And wheatgrass is an awesome, awesome, awesome nutritional food. I don't even know if I call it a food. It's grass. The largest animals in the world eat grass. Elephants and gorillas, they're all grass eaters. And there's a reason for that.
They're smart.
Grass is powerful stuff. Isn't it amazing how the entire planet is coated with this amazing food substance? And unfortunately, humans can't eat straight grass for the most part, but we can eat the animals that eat the grass. And that's one of the reasons why dairy and animal foods can be so valuable is because of the nutrients that are found in the grass.
Ben, isn't it amazing that this planet has a remedy for just about every ailment?
Praise God.
Or disease?
George, it's amazing. It's amazing. The planet we live on, we should, it just blows me away how amazing the planet is. There was a fire. I tell this story often. There was a fire in Boulder, where I live here, a few years ago. And after the fire, the entire area that was burnt was covered with an herb called St. John's wort.
Yep.
Which is, St. John's wort, which is an amazing plant for healing. For healing wounds and for healing scars, or for healing burns and broken tissue. And the entire area that was burnt was covered with St. John's. I thought that was so amazing.
What do you think of Arnica gel?
Love Arnica. Arnica is holy stuff.
What does it do?
For healing wounds, for bruises. You can use it pre-surgery. You can use it post-surgery. It's amazing, amazing stuff for healing. It's one of the most healing of all the herbs. Arnica, aloe, St. John's wort. Chamomile. There's just so many. The Lord blessed us so much with healing and nutritive substances that grow right out of the earth. It's just amazing to me. And then we want to turn to poison prescription drugs made in a laboratory, some Frankenstein monster technologies. It's crazy to me, George.
Smart pharmaceutical companies have synthesized natural things, haven't they?
Well, they haven't synthesized natural things. They've imitated natural things, and they patented them because you can't patent something that's natural. You can't make money on it. So they'll take something natural, and they'll tweak it a little bit. They'll put a little bend in the chemical structure, and then they'll patent it. No, they don't work with natural stuff. They imitate natural stuff, and poorly at that.
All right, we're going to come back with Final Calls with pharmacist Ben Fuchs in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back, George Norrie, along with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, that toll-free number to call, 1-855-949-7234. You can call at any time. They're there to help you out. Let's go to the phones. Aaron is with us in Tempe, Arizona. Aaron, welcome to the program.
Hi, Aaron.
Hey, George. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, Ben. First time calling in on this subject here. So I got a comment and two related questions for you, Ben.
Sure.
I finished a antibiotics treatment for a sinus infection, and I noticed that after the medicine was done, at least more than 24 hours, the past few days I've had a small but dull headache, and from a little bit of research I did, it's because most antibiotics kill the good bacteria in your gut and creates an imbalance and, some side effects. So what I'm wondering, I've started to eat more yogurt, more probiotics to help with that. And what is the best way, other than yogurts and replacing what was killed off by the antibiotics? What's the best way that we can recover our gut?
That's an awesome question. Antibiotics are well known for killing all bacteria, but what is not well known or as well known is what you just mentioned, that there's neurotoxic effects secondary to disrupting the microbiome, the bacteria in the gut. And this can cause headaches for sure. It can also cause something called intracranial hypertension, which is hypertension that occurs inside the brain. And these are secondary to following disturbances in the microbiome. So the most important thing you could do, and you should probably do it as soon as you can, is get on the Nightly Essence from Youngevity. Nightly Essence is not only a wonderful source of bacteria, it's the best probiotic supplement that I've ever seen, but it's also it also has some interesting cofactors, including enzymes in it. And I would be getting on that as soon as possible. In fact, while you're taking an antibiotic, it's a good idea to make sure you're taking probiotics as well, not at the same time as the antibiotic because it'll kill the good bacteria, but in between doses of your antibiotic so you don't run into this problem. Nonetheless, after you're done with a course of antibiotics, it's not optional. You really, really, really need to make sure that you're replacing the gut microbiome because that can wreak havoc on all kinds of systems in the body, including the neurological system.
And Aaron, you had a second question. Go ahead.
I don't have access, you know, to the stuff you just mentioned there. But with as far as what's readily available, I started eating more yogurt, you know, to put more.
Yogurt's good, but you got to make it. It only has a few. It doesn't have a lot of species in it. Is the problem with yogurt? And if it's not, not all yogurt has live cultures in them. So, you know, sometimes, you know, we know that yogurt has bacteria, but some of the more processed yogurts do not have live cultures. So you got to make sure that there are live cultures. You'll see it on the package. By the way, goat yogurt is a spectacular food, wonderful source of protein, and also typically it's a good source of live cultures. So you got to make sure there's live cultures. Kefir, miso, tempeh, sauerkraut, these are all good sources of bacteria. But again, you're not going to get the full spectrum, a wide spectrum of bacteria like you'll get from the Nightly Essence. I highly recommend the Nightly Essence for anybody who's either taking antibiotics, who's done with taking antibiotics to prevent these kinds of problems like Aaron is describing.
Let's go to Janice in Wisconsin. Hi, Janice. Go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Both of my knees started out the right one was painful, and now both the left one is too, and the left one's swollen. I don't understand what's causing that, what to do about it.
Glucogel, caps, they're a miracle. First of all, if you want a full nutritional supplement program, I would get on the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack. A Healthy Bone and Joint Pack is not only for the knees, it's also for helping prevent wrinkles in the skin. It can help protect the blood vessels against damage, as we talked about earlier, from cholesterol deposits. It can help protect against ruptures and hernias. The Healthy Bone and Joint Pack from Youngevity is also ideal for pre-surgery and post-surgery. And for you as well, ma'am, I would get on the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack. But at the very least, the glucogel caps are almost a miracle for helping folks who are dealing with degenerative connective tissue issues like you're describing in the knees or in the ankles or the feet or the elbows or any kind of arthritic condition. Glucogel caps, and as a bonus, they help clean the blood and they'll also help protect your skin from getting wrinkles and photo damage. Glucogel.
All right. Let's go to Mayette in New York. Hello, Mayette. Go ahead.
Yes, hello, George. Thank you so much. Ben, I have some comment. And I have a problem or issue that I'd like to stay on the line in case you have any questions or I want to fully understand you. But first of all, George had on about 3 or 4 years ago a physician, an MD, who had recently gotten long COVID, and his wife, who he referenced, had it for 2 or so years. What he discovered in a study was that his wife used nicotine gum.
Uh-huh.
He used the patch, I believe. And so there is some value. And we had a caller the other day, which I have to rehear because he also said some benefits. It was in the biggest herb book that I've ever come across as for female issues and for heat. But speaking of heat, my main question is, And I have a very close woman friend who has the same issue. We're small boned, and we're having a problem that the opposite people have in that putting on and retaining weight. So I'd like to get your suggestions, because if you live where there's a fall, winter, and even summer nights are cooler, what have you, we want to know how to keep on that weight, because we tend to live with caloric restriction. In other words, we eat to live as opposed to many living to eat. So let me stay on the line and hear what you suggest for both of us, please.
Well, I understood the first part of your question about the nicotine. And by the way, you're 100% correct. There is emerging evidence that nicotine has super important health benefits. You have to do it correctly. Patches of the gum, some people benefit from. And as you mentioned, long COVID is one of the things, at least anecdotally. And there is actually some research that shows that you can help manage some symptoms of long COVID using these nicotine patches. I've heard it before. Also for Parkinson's disease. And I know my friend Chris in Alabama, who I've been working with now for a year or so, maybe even a little longer, there's some emerging evidence that nicotine may help folks with dealing with Parkinson's disease as well. And there's also a guy, I don't know if you're talking about Dr. Artis. Did you have Dr. Artis on the program?
I don't think so.
Okay. There's just a brilliant chiropractor. His name is Dr. Artis, who's been talking about this for a long time. And he's 100% correct. As it turns out, there are some very, very fascinating benefits to nicotine. And this has to do with the nervous system, which without getting into too much biochemistry or physiology, the nervous system does depend to a certain extent on molecules that are similar to nicotine. I'm not going to say nicotine, but similar to nicotine. In fact, they call it the nicotinic nervous system. And you're absolutely correct. And there are ways that you can get nicotine supplements, or you can use nicotine patches and nicotine gum. I did not understand the second question, though. If you can maybe clear that up or rephrase
it. What
was
your second one, Maya?
Gaining. Can you hear me, George?
Yeah.
Gaining weight. In other words,
yes.
Having more of an appetite, because when there's anxiety or confusion or craziness, some of us lose our appetite, and we don't have much appetite as we would like to. So gaining weight, is there a supplement we could take?
Yes, that's a great question. A lot of people want to lose weight, but you're talking about gaining weight. Let me tell you, nobody wants to gain weight. You want to gain muscle mass. If you want to just gain weight, that's not the point. You don't want to be fat. You want to gain lean muscle mass. And the way to do that is with a combination of resistance training in combination with protein and low calorie. And the combination of low calorie and protein and resistance training is the most effective way to gain muscle mass. By low calorie, I'm talking about eliminating the fried and the fried foods and the fast burning carbohydrates. They call them high glycemic index foods, and making sure you're getting quality protein. One of the best protein supplements I know of is called TMR Shake. I know Tommy loves it. I love it as well. It's made by a friend of mine, and you can get it on criticalhealthnews.com. And by the way, to do resistance training, you don't need to go to the gym. You can get rubber bands, these rubber band, they're not literally rubber bands like in stationary stores, but they're rubber and they're bands, and you can do exercises with them. And also, if you want to do resistance training, you can do resistance training by standing up and sitting down in a chair. Anybody can do resistance training. You can hold on to gallon jugs of water and just do curls with gallon jugs of water. There's all kinds of ways. And you know who's really great at doing resistance training without gyms are prisoners. You ever see what prisoners do, George, in prisons when they're lifting weights, where they have people sitting on top of them while they're doing push-ups or lifting their bed up
they,
and down?
They improvise.
Exactly. There's all kinds of ways that you can do resistance training. So it's a combination of protein, low calorie, and resistance training, and that's how you gain muscle mass. You don't want to gain just weight. You want to gain lean muscle mass.
Text and tweets. Tom, what do you have for Ben?
Hey, Ben, Camden in Massachusetts would like you to talk about the function of blueberries in a diet.
Oh, man, are they good. George, I know you've talked about blueberries before.
I love blueberries and raspberries.
I know, right? Right? Berries are the best fruit. I'll tell you why. Because berries have a high peel to pulp ratio. That means they've got a lot of peel compared to the pulp. Melons and big old apples and pears, those have a higher or I should say a lower peel to pulp ratio. They have more pulp than peel. The berries are the best kind, the best fruits by far. Blueberries in particular are really good because that blue color comes from a particular antioxidant that's called an anthocyanin that is really important for inflammation, for brain health, for heart health, and for the digestive system. And on top of everything else, they taste delicious. I'm not talking about blueberry pie. I'm talking about organic blueberries that you get from a health food store, from a like Whole Foods or a quality grocery store. And you got to make sure they're organic. I'll tell you why. The berries absorb the pesticides very quickly and because they have a very thin peel, very effectively. So you got to make sure your berries are organic. But given that they're organic, all berries, not just blueberries, raspberries, blackberries, as well as blueberries, any berries, they're the best foods going, best fruits going, I should say.
West of the Rockies, Patrick's with us in Anchorage, Alaska. Hello, Patrick.
Hello, Patrick.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Hope you are, too.
I apologize for that. I have three dachshunds. My family's cousins are Fuchs out of Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, it's a very common name, as it turns out.
Yes. You know what I'm calling about is my wife, she's 63, and they want to pull her gallbladder out.
Oh, my goodness.
Polyps. Yeah, she hasn't done it, but I think the polyps are like maybe 6 millimeters, maybe numbers like that.
Well, that's not good, and that could be a problem. The gallbladder is incredibly important. Doctors feel very comfortable taking it out of people's bodies, and that's just tragic to me. Polyps could be a problem, though. Does she have a history of digestive health issues? That's usually what the problem is.
Yes. I mean, sometimes she gets really sharp pains.
The problem with the gallbladder is when people have gallstones, or polyps for that matter, it typically means that they're not processing specific food, specific components and foods correctly. So what she really wants to do is a food diary. And by the way, if you go to Critical Health News, you can get a free food diary blank or template that you can use. And I encourage everybody who's got a chronic degenerative disease to get a food diary template and do a food diary and track problem foods so that you can eliminate them. You go to criticalhealthnews.com. And by the way, we are dedicated to your education. Yeah, we sell products. We got great products. And I've been using Youngevity products and recommending them for over almost 30 years now. But the main point of what we do is education and information. And if you go to criticalhealthnews.com now, you'll see videos, lots of them, and you'll see blog posts, lots of them. You can sign up for a newsletter. We're dedicated to helping people understand health, nutrition, how their bodies work, and how the disease process progresses and how to stop it. We do Zoom calls also. Every Friday, I do a Zoom call. You go to dailywithdoc.com. You can get on a Zoom call. We do them at 1 o'clock Mountain Standard Time. Every Monday night, I do another call. If you go on to criticalhealthnews.com, you can find out all of this stuff. We're dedicated to helping people understand how their bodies work. We believe you can live your God-allotted 120 years if you do it correctly. Every animal has a genetic lifespan, George. Human beings have a genetic lifespan of 120 years. We're not bad, right? We're leaving a third of it on the table. Even if we live to be, 80 or 90 years old, we're still leaving a third of it on the table. For many of us, we're leaving half of it on the table. Please, people, do not let the medical model rob you of years of your life. Get on a good nutritional supplement program. We will help you. Get on criticalhealthnews.com, sign up for the newsletter, and join us on our Zoom calls and all of our educational programs. We love feedback. If you send us a letter to health@criticalhealthnews.com, we answer everybody.
And the gallbladder stores bile for the liver. Can you get by without it?
No. You're setting yourself up for a very, very problematic life. Let me tell you what else the gallbladder does. The gallbladder is responsible, at least partially, for how you handle blood sugar. Bile's a hormone, and it's involved in blood sugar metabolism. Bile is your main detoxifying substance. The more drugs you take, the more you're dependent on bile. One of the Youngevity's most important products is called Ultimate Enzymes, and it's like a gallbladder in a bottle for folks who don't have a gallbladder, who have gallbladder problems. For your wife, get her on the Ultimate Enzymes, have her do a food diary, change the way she eats, and I would also throw in the Nightly Essence probiotics and the I-26 because she probably has intestinal issues as well.
Thank you for your advice, Ben. Talk to you soon enough. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, again, that toll-free number to call for assistance. If you missed anything he said, 1-855-949-7234, which is the same as 1-855-949-RADIO. Up next, time slips on Coast to Coast.